Congratulations to you all on the birth anniversary of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and Muslim Unity Week. Well, I just love Muslim unity, and who wouldn't love Muslim unity? Yeah, okay, maybe some grumpy, misguided, mean person, but not a true Muslim, because a true Muslim would be all for Muslim unity. So, in case you're wondering, Muslim Unity Week is the week between the 12th of Rabiul Awwal and the 17th of Rabiul Awwal. So, you might be wondering why these two dates, huh? Well, the 12th of Rabiul Awwal is when the Sunni brothers and sisters celebrate the birth of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And the 17th of Rabiul Awwal is when the Shia brothers and sisters celebrate the birth anniversary of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And I mean, personally, I wouldn't mind if we celebrated the birth of the Messenger of Allah for a whole month. But some of us have to go to school, and some of us have some work to do. And who came up with this idea of Muslim unity, you ask? Well, it was the founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Ruhollah Khomeini, who made the call for Muslim unity and Muslim Unity Week. And where did Imam Khomeini get the idea of Muslim Unity Week, you ask? Well, from the same place he got all his other ideas from: the Holy Quran, the Seerah and Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and the Immaculate Imams. The Holy Quran says in chapter 3, verse number 103, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold firmly to the rope of Allah all together and do not become divided. And by the way, it is so easy to be united because Muslims have so much in common, whether Shia or Sunni. We have the same Allah, we have the same Messenger of Allah, we revere the Immaculate Imams, we have the Holy Quran, we all pray 5 times a day facing the same Kaaba, we fast in the holy month of Ramadan, we go to Hajj in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, and we go to Hajj in the same place. We take care of our halal and haram, we all love to stick to our beards and hijab, and we all try our very best to adhere to the laws of Islam. I mean, what more commonalities do we have to list? So, make sure to do something for Muslim Unity Week. And please, don't just celebrate Muslim Unity Week with just Shias or just Sunnis. The whole point of Muslim Unity Week is for Shias and Sunnis to come together under the banner of La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah. So, one goal, one purpose: Muslim unity. And before I let you get back to your beautiful lives, let me tell you that there are 1.9 billion Muslims in the world. That's like 25% of the total world population. MashaAllah. So that's like out of every 4 people in the world, one of them is a Muslim. SubhanAllah. And it is estimated that by 2030, there will be 2.2 billion Muslims spanning the globe. Wow. That is something you should say SubhanAllah about. SubhanAllah. So can you imagine what can happen if 1.9 billion Muslims were united? For starters, freeing Palestine would be a piece of cake. But we have to be united. There has to be Muslim unity before we can do anything. And hey, one last thing. Muslim unity is not a tactic. It is a divine commandment. So be united wherever you are.